This week, a federal judge indefinitely blocked a plan to have the Department of Homeland Security enforce having employers fire workers if the employees' Social Security records couldn't be verified within 90 days. Pro-immigration groups, joined by labor and some business organizations, had criticized the government for sending out what are called no-match letters to the companies. Today, in Milwaukee and some other cities, thousands of marchers urged the letters to employers be discontinued. Among those chanting no more, no match was Maria Elion, a native of Colombia who says she's been a U.S. citizen for 20 years. Elion says many immigrant workers are just trying to pay their bills.
We need to eat. We need justice.
Eventually, the leaders of the march went inside the Milwaukee Federal Building and met with a spokesperson from the Social Security Administration. Christine Newman-Ortiz of the group Voces de la Frontera handed the government representative a letter.
We're really calling on Social Security Administration to not continue to send no-match letters to employers, to continue to send them to workers, but that the current system is inefficient and it actually is hurting workers.
Newman-Ortiz says there are many errors in the Social Security records. She also asked for a meeting with regional Social Security officials. The Department of Homeland Security has said its plan gives employers clear guidance on what to do. And conservative groups are urging the Bush administration to keep fighting for the no-match effort in court. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.